hard-working Secretary Henry, and to our own very own webmaster, Julian Mora. Finally, Alexia, you have surpassed yourself in this magnificent Manapa Malka. Your preparation and dedication is just wonderful, and may you go to the fire and no foil. Now, as we have such eminent Rabboni with us this evening, I thought this is the ideal opportunity for a round of Ask the Rabbi. The audience should feel free to answer any of the shilas if you think you know the answer. What bracha do you make when you sit on a piece of chewing gum? Leche bazooka. What bracha do you make when you take LSD drugs? What have you called an artificial sacrifice? A Corban coffee. What bracha do you make on burnt toast? Charcoal the edge of our own. What bracha does a Chinaman make on bread? Mouse lechem ni. What bracha do you make on poison? Bracha acharona. Is one allowed to ride in an aeroplane on Shabbos? The answer is yes. As long as your seatbelt remains fastened, then it's considered as if you're wearing a plane. Are you allowed to use stolen Hoshana? What's the matter? You never heard of Hoshana Robber? What happens if you miss the Lubavitcher and the Yetcher? You'll be exactly 20 minutes late. Why can't you have a Deutscher accountant? He's your uncle. What do you do on Friday night if you forgot to buy air conditioner? You turn to the door and you say, oh, it's our love, oh, it's our love. And what do you say when the colour comes in? Shalom Aleichem. Are women allowed to have hagbah in shul? The answer is only those willing to take the law into their own hands. And finally, next week, the Rav will deal with whether you are allowed to launder money on Kolomo.